You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
The incident that took place for a father, Aharon HaKohen Alav Shalom, we see Tzatzal HaShav explains that his reaction after seeing such a terrible thing was Vayidom. Vayidom simply means to just be quiet. So now the question that is asked, what's the difference between Shetika, like Lishtok, that actually means to not speak, and the term that is used about reaction of Aharon HaKohen. And also we mention this three times a day. Where do we mention it? Verim galelai nafshi tidom. We say in the end of the tefillah, the same term. Verim galelai, those that they don't say positive thing, in that to that extent, nafshi tidom. It's the end of the tefillah, we say three times a day. Do you remember the part? Yes? Right, exactly. After Elokai Netzor, say Verim galelai nafshi tidom. So now here it says Vayidom Aharon. So now what's the difference between Vayishtok or Vayidom?
Shtok is only the mouth.
Okay.
Vayidom is a complete nefesh and a complete silence and peace within.
Ah, beautiful. So now let's say someone gives a nice punch to somebody. So now the status of the Vayishtok compared to Vayidom, how can you tell the difference? You give a nice punch, you want to practice now?
Vayishtok, close your mouth, but you see anger on the face.
And the face is
red.
Is like
ready to punch back.
Like 500 degrees, you know?
Lion.
Right. But what is Vayidom then? That means the reaction of the person, the way he's reacting, either if you like, how do you say it like this? What do you say? or punching, it's exactly the same. So now it's very interesting that we have four categories that this world has been created. It's called Chai, that is a live person that is able to speak. And we have Chai, Eino Medaber. And we have Tzomeach, it's a vegetation, like trees and flowers and so on. And then we have Domem. Domem. Domem means like an item or a stone. Right? So now, all these four categories, like let's say Chai, like a human being that speaks. So if you hurt him, he reacts. You see the outcome, that the response that he was hurt. Like, let's say animal, like if God forbid somebody kicks an animal, so also it's not going to just stand there, right? Like vegetation also, it's the same thing, to show reaction. But the only thing that doesn't respond, it doesn't say anything. Like if you move it, you put it upside down, nothing. You throw it, nothing. So now here it says Vayidom, it's actually Domem. So that means the reaction of Aharon HaKohen at the time that he went through such a painful thing, it was just like this, nothing. So that's why exactly we're asking in the end of the Tefillah, so Venim Galelai Nafshi Tidom. Give me the strength and also the wisdom that I'll be exactly like a stone. Even in circumstances that, you know, I've been disrespected, I've been put down, I've been embarrassed. But still, that means I would not
show any reaction
at all. Me cannot tell at all.
He's so happy.
Who's that?
What are they putting down?
But how are you able to do such a thing?
When you get punched enough, covered enough, you become numb and nothing bothers you. So
it's a beautiful question. Beautiful question, and it's a beautiful response. And that's the answer. So here we see all of a sudden that Hashem Yitbarach told Aharon HaKohen that you cannot say L'chaim before you come to your work. You can't. It says Yain v'shechar artish. You cannot drink wine when you come to work. Who did Hashem tell it to? Aharon HaKohen. Aharon HaKohen.
Directly.
So now here we have a general formula that you're only able to connect and receive messages and prophecy only and only when you're happy. But if you're not happy, Hashem will not contact with you. So now I need your help.
Yes, he was so happy, even though right after that Hashem talked to him. So that means he was happy, not even.
How could it be? After he loses his children, and then Ribono Shel Olam speaks with him. How can it be? How could it be such a thing?
He accepted the judgment.
How could it be? So the answer here is, he was not numb. He was extremely happy. Because unless he would not be happy, he would not be able to receive the message. And that's why we see here, right after what he went through, in front of his eyes, at the time of such a glorious day, Haramat Mishkan, that Mishkan was erected, how can you witness such a thing? But you see, not only he did not show any reaction inside and out, but he was able to receive the prophecy. That means he was so acceptance, was so happy. And that's what exactly the whole task here is. That we have to make sure that not that only we go through the process of Vidom, that means, of course, it's difficult, it's hard. It's hard to understand, it's hard to bear, but it's a decision of Ribono Shel Olam, and we have to be happy about it. And the key point here is, Baruch Hashem, Chas V'Shalom, nobody would experience such a thing. We have this little bitty, you know, like Parnasa, like Shalom Bayit, the kids, you know, it's nothing, nothing. So now, if Aharon HaKohen, Aharon HaShalom, was able to handle such a thing, the rest is
trivial.
What is it to talk about? What is it to talk about? And you have to always make sure that you're on the right channel, and be able to receive the Shefa, Beracha. Was that a shame?
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.